The app or Play Store.
So, laying the season was a little cool, but it's my first time when I play for that weather. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my hand was facing, I can throw the ball, I can feel the ball in my hand. It's hard for me.
How is Beloit?
Beloit is very different.
Yes.
The first month when I went to Beloit, the first month was very good, like here.
Demasiado.
Yeah, muy, muy frío. Yeah, it's hard for me, but it's good experience too.
Did you tell the players here anything about how to play in the cold?
Yeah, it's most of the time is mentally, mm-hmm. you know. But when you go, when you cross the line to play, you're not thinking in East Court. Now you're thinking play baseball and play hard and enjoy the game.
So Beloit 2014.
Yeah.
What next?
And then I got free agents. And then I go back to Dominican. I tried to sign again with Mexican team, mm-hmm. Italian. But, and then I went to Japanese academy in the R. Uh-huh. Yeah, they have academy in the R. That's issue with those guys. And then the R coach told me, you need...
Out three. And for the Lansing Lugnuts, 4-2 on the year. Center field.
Ben Malgeri now. Ben, he was your spotlight white cap.
Yeah, I don't know who else you'd pick in this lineup. The guy's batting average is .400. He's got 3 home runs on the year, and his OPS, .1500.
Righty to righty, the pitch. That's up high, ball one.
Small sample size, but he's off to a great start.
Runner at first. Short lead for Cerretti. Then he takes off. The pitch is high. Throw down to second knee. Malgeri plays and gets it in. That'll lead off single for Junior Perez, the Lugnuts' first hit of the game.
And Jesse, you told me that Junior Perez was someone that this organization was watching.
Was it fair to say that Campos by the end was camped under it?
Comping under it?
First pitch to right. Outside ball one.
Cutter a lot of times. Good movement, like a slider, but it's so fast.
Right, trying to keep it off the barrel.
The 0-1. On a breaker. Ball one inside.
And the old front door slider, and Mendoza saw it coming at him. It kept on breaking. It broke past him. Just didn't break far enough for the corner.
1-0. Mendoza looks to drop down a bunt. Pulls it back, takes a strike. One and one from Mac Lardner. Missed it outside. Looked to be out in front of that one.
I do think that it's the warm weather. This is the sort of hitter who, right now, Lardner's been missing around the zone. If he misses in.
Hit on the ground, right side, foul.
Watch England.
And now the count full to the powerful lefty. Lardner sets, brings it. Miss. Did not look like that was caught by a fan, though it did look like it made contact. Hope everyone's okay. But the first out of the inning, finally, for Lansing. And out comes Craig Conklin. Jesse, you were right. Ben Malgeri is the last batter faced by Mac Lardner today.
I want to go back to that play, though, by Johnny Butler. Malgeri spoiled pitch after pitch and worked himself back into the count. And then there's the inside-out swing with authority out to right center. Johnny Butler with the short slide. That's a slick catch. That ball could have very easily fallen, and yet he got there in the alleyway and then quickly got it in to hold the runners, Pacheco at first, and Cerretti at second back yesterday, and he had a home run too because West Michigan.
Mendoza waits on a 2-0. Strike one on the outside corner.
The worst spate of wildness, by the way, that I saw, the lug nuts in a game involved in, I saw the Great Lakes Loons walk 7 straight batters one inning.
Wow. Did you happen to see the Chattanooga Lookouts and Rocket City Trash Pandas?
Hey, it was a new no-hitter.
A no-hitter.
Congratulations. You threw a no-hitter. They allowed 7 runs.
3-1 from Baum. Is in there, 3-2. So the runners will be moving. 3-2. Full count, bases loaded, 2 outs. Action pitch here. Something's got to give. Can the Lugnuts get that elusive third out? Baum brings it. Hit on the ground, right side, foul.
West Michigan has sent its starting pitcher, Cater Montero, over to the bullpen. Just to try to stay warm. He has had to wait so long in this top of the fourth inning.
You mentioned the game yesterday taking a little over 2 hours. The 3-2. Opposite field in the air. Out of play. Game yesterday taking just a little over 2 hours. In a 6-0 Whitecaps victory. This one, I can confidently say, will be longer. 3-2 to Mendoza. Up the middle into center field. It's going to get down. Trankle gets it into Muncy. 2 runs come in. No attempt at a play at the plate. And with the runners moving on the pitch. Excellent play made by Dylan Paulson. And a good pick by Danny Cerretti.
Look, we have seen West Michigan's defense have its hiccups. That really was sparkling. That ball gets past Dylan Paulson. The Lugnuts are starting up something here. They could have runners at the corners.
And strike one on Trenkel. Inner half. Runner at first. One down. One strike on Caden Trenkel. And 1-1.
I mean, you think about it. First and third. At the very least, first and second. And nobody out for the top of the order.
Yeah, Paulson saves a big spot there. This one way outside. Great job by Valencia to corral it. And it's 2-1 on Trenkel.
Every now and then, a pitcher who misses like that with the ball spinning off their fingers wrong reminds me of a bowler. Right? It's so much about how well you can command it and spin it.
2-1's inside. 3-1.
It's coming in so hard, and yet there's such artistry. Hello there. Joined by Ben Shockley, Michigan State University student broadcaster, senior. I am Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Adam Jackson will rejoin me in the future. We are giving the future sports broadcasters in there. Call the strike. Broke down past the letters. 1-2 on Cerretti. Young at first and nobody out. Give a basic idea. Don't give me a number. Got a basic idea what the answer might be? Cerretti takes high.
I have a basic idea.
Okay.
But educated guess. Okay. A hypothesis, if you will.
Okay, good. Jay Gold can stop right here at 10. I will allow an 11. But I don't know if 15 is the right number to shoot for. All right. New man on the mound for West Michigan, Eric Penales, steals to Daniel Susak. Fastball low, ball one. Penales out of San Cristobal, Dominican Republic, signed as an international free agent 5 years ago. He is 24 years. How old were you when you umpired?
I want to say, like, probably
the diamond in time.